When was the last time you guys went to the zoo? Do you like seeing the animals? I sure miss seeing the fellas there. Tens and thousands of people visit the zoos every day, but have you ever wondered if any of them are endangered? Hi, my name is Lalea, and today I'm here with my two other companions.
Hi, I'm Phoebe.
And I'm Charlene.
At the Honolulu Zoo, there are a variety of animals you can visit, ranging from the Komodo dragon to the black rhinos.
The animals at the Honolulu Zoo put a smile on your faces, right? However, do you know their story? A lot of animals are becoming endangered. Don't be sad about that for too long, though. The Honolulu Zoo is part of something called the Species Survival Plan.
The Species Survival Plan, also known as the SSP, is a conservation program between many zoos and facilities that saves many different endangered birds, mammals, and reptiles from extinction by a strategy called breeding. Conservation breeding is something that's quite well known as a biological science method on saving endangered species.
The purpose of the Species Survival Plan is to maintain the long-term population health of the select species within the program. Some important branches are the Association of Zoos and Aquariums, AZA, who work with the SSP and oversee the population management of select species.
SSP works to maximize genetic diversity and manages demographic distribution. Through their breeding and transfer plan, they try to maintain a healthy and genetically diverse population. The animals under the SSP, such as the black rhino and the Asian elephant, are paired with partners that will help produce the healthiest offspring. By attempting to breed more of these species, it keeps them one small step away from extinction.
Today, Charlotte Trankos is joining us. She works with the Honolulu Zoo Society and will be answering some questions we have about the SSP program. Hi Scarlett, I wanted to start off with asking, how does the zoo choose which endangered animals should be part of the Species Survival Program?
There are a lot of humans, expert humans, and processes that are involved, but in a nutshell, the species or subspecies usually has to meet a minimum population size within AZA facilities, but if they are classified as extinct in the wild, critically endangered, or endangered, which is set by the International Union for the Conservation of Nature, this trumps the minimum requirements.
These minimum requirements depend on their breeding period, gestation, their age, and genetic characteristics. When the zoo tries to save the animals by breeding, it's not always successful. For example, the two black rhinos, Corky and Satsuki, were placed under the SSP back in March of 1999. The hope was to breed these two endangered rhinos. After the arrival of Satsuki and Corky, has there been any offspring?
Corky and Satsuki actually have not successfully bred to this date. We are hoping, I'm actually not sure of the status of their SSP right now, but we do see some courtship behaviors, typically in the wild, what you might see with the males and the females in order to court is the male has to prove basically his genetic quality. So by competing with another male, showing his strength, his endurance, and this is going to lead the cow, the female, to be more available to breed with that male. So Corky doesn't really have that competition to show Satsuki his skill set, but we do see some courtship behaviors between the two.
What is your theory on why breeding these rhinos are so difficult?
So thinking about rhinos and their personalities and understanding why it might be difficult for an individual to breed. But we can always theorize certain factors as to why they haven't successfully bred. One of my theories is what I just mentioned, so that naturally competitive courtship of the rhino species, so how the males compete with other males to capture the female's attention.
Rhinos are an endangered species with less than 30,000 rhinos. Since 2007, poaching and illegal trade of rhino horns has been increasing, causing the population to drop. The main threat to all wildlife is human activity. Our activity, whether it is habitat destruction, wildlife trafficking, or pollution, all have and continue to have negative effects on the natural world.
Poaching and habitat loss are the main reasons that rhinos are in danger today. Rhinos lose their habitats because of agriculture, which can cause the rhinos to get separated from each other, and the breeding will decline.
An animal that has been successful in the breeding process is the Asian elephant. The Asian elephant has been endangered since 1986. Poaching, habitat loss, and captivity has caused the Asian elephants to be endangered.
In your opinion, do you believe that breeding is a successful and effective conservation method that is part of the SSP?
Absolutely. All AZA accredited facilities are driven by the same mission, which is overall to conserve wildlife and inspire the community to protect our natural world. Accredited facilities, they are able to house species that are critically endangered in the wild, and these animals are the ambassadors for their wild counterparts. So they play a really, really important role to educate the community on how humans can conserve the earth and the wonderful wildlife that it holds.
Why is this important?
Without these programs, we don't have animals such as our wild dogs and our Komodo dragons and Galapagos tortoises that we get to see at the zoo and really connect with them and teach us how to better take care of their natural world and their natural habitat, and which includes us, right? So, yes.
When the animals are under the protection and care at the zoo, it's a safe habitat as well as saving endangered species by breeding them. And that is exactly what the Species Survival Program is there for.
Next time you visit the zoo, keep in mind all the hard work put into helping these animals to be one step away from being endangered.